In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For many modern men, God exists, but he is a distant God, something like Aristotle's unmoved mover, who said that he had given life and being to all creation, but that he had left everything abandoned to its fate, and therefore, all events were the result of chance. Others, like the Freemasons, consider God as the great architect of the universe, the creator of everything, but without any intervention in the world. For them, God is a way from human life that unfolds without him, as an impersonal creator who forgets about his creatures. But for Christians, this vision of an impersonal God, distant, forgotten by men, is totally contrary to his principles and to his faith. God is a good father who is love and has created us out of love. And he tells us, I have loved you from all eternity. My love will never leave your side. Since I regard you as precious, since you are honored and I love you, I shall not fail you or desert you. From this point of view, human history only makes sense in the love of God, who has created us out of love and to love. Love is what gives meaning to our lives. In the end, we will be judged by God according to our love or lack of love, good or bad. Heaven will be the fullness of happiness, or in other words, the fullness of love forever. Human history becomes in this world a series of events that are the fruit of human freedom, which God always respects, but also of a good and provident Father who guides his children towards good, and on occasion corrects them, so they can react and rectify their mistakes. God cannot indifferently allow his children to do evil, thus manufacturing their own temporary and eternal unhappiness. Our human history becomes, fundamentally, a history of salvation. God has created us for heaven, and intervenes in the world to help us on our way, like a good father who is constantly concerned about the good of his children. The two fundamental principles that determine the facts of human history are the providence of God and human freedom. When these two forces come together and follow the same path, human beings and societies prosper in peace and harmony. If, on the other hand, men choose a path of debauchery against the will of God, then God allows wars, catastrophes, to make them see reason and try to correct them, if God has not been able to make his children change in good terms. God allows the crisis for many people as a sign of his mercy and love to make them come back to God. But not everyone can understand this or see this. Most likely because of our sins, all the contamination we put in our thoughts, and the lack of responsibility to take care of our faith, just to name a few. There have always been and will always be rebellious men who choose evil and will continue to be stubborn in it despite the pangs of conscience. And God will continue advising them until the end, trying to get them to return to the path of good, respecting their freedom. Every human being can become a saint or not, an angel or a demon, or simply a mediocre, lukewarm, indifferent being. But God will continue to love him eternally because he is his son, and because if he did not love him, he would cease to exist. God also acts on a social level, directing to some extent the progress of social groups and nations, trying to raise up saints to guide them, or making their interests prosper or worsen in order to reward or correct them. In any case, all his actions are guided by love for human beings, his children, whom he cannot abandon to their fate. God is the one who guides human history, and in the end, the triumph will belong to God and to his love, because God will never allow evil to prevail over good. and he only allows the devil and the forces of evil to act up to a certain limit and for a certain time. As Saint Augustine of Hippo says, God would not allow evil if he did not get more good from the same evil. Before Saint Augustine of Hippo, historians were simply accountants of events, trying to explain them by the intervention of pagan gods. For many of them, man was simply a doll of the gods, tied to the wheel of an eternal destiny, what they called the eternal return. For them, men were like victims of a bad joke of the gods, who amused themselves by watching men fight and suffer, never to move forward, but condemned to live eternally in periodic cycles in the same way. For these ancient authors, there was no hope, no heaven. Human efforts were useless, and men were toys of the gods in an eternal return of the same history. Their concept of history, basically, was a fatalism without remission or compassion, without hope or salvation. For the Marxists, with their materialist conception, only the material exists. There is no God or supernatural things. The development of human history depends on the economy. Men fight for the possession and control of the means of production, so that human history is the history of the means of production. The one who possesses them is the one who possesses the power and marks the destiny of the peoples. The purpose in this world, since there is no other after this life, is to be happy in the communist paradise, satisfying all human material needs. To achieve this happiness, according to Marx and Engels, in their profession of faith, as they call their communist manifesto, it is necessary to abolish private ownership of the means of production, and for the people to assume political supremacy, forming a proletarian state, where everything is common and there are neither poor nor rich, and everyone has work and food. But history has shown the Marxists a big lie, since in the 100 years of communism, the communist countries, instead of having the economic prosperity that they proclaimed so much, have led the people to hunger and repression without God and without freedom. There are many other conceptions of history that we are not going to refer to. Most of them are based on what they call philosophy of history, that is, trying to interpret historical events from the point of view of human reason, to study them scientifically, disregarding God and the supernatural, as if history had exact laws like science, and future events could be known and predicted. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.